independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
So we got some breaking news. Lieutenant Flynn, was it Lieutenant Colonel? I don't know. Whatever he was. Lieutenant Colonel Flynn has said, hey, you know what? I'll talk to all you guys. You want me to testify, but I want immunity. Now, I'm gonna say this. If you're usually asking for immunity, it might be something there. Not always. But I'm just saying, if you're usually asking for some immunity, possible stuff might be there. General Flynn. Did I say Lieutenant Colonel? I'm sorry. He might be after this. I'm just saying. So we'll see what happens. That's a question. Oh, well, you know, that's a question for another time. It is. We'll talk about that another time. About the what ifs. Talk about that tomorrow. The what ifs, there is something there. There's no there, but what if there was a there? Touch on that tomorrow. Paul Ryan speaking today about health care.
What I am encouraging our members to do is keep talking with each other until we can get the consensus to pass this bill. But it's very understandable that the president is frustrated that we haven't gotten to where we need to go, because this is something we all said we would do.
But you're not, and you didn't. And I feel, look, Paul Ryan is, he's up a creek right now. It's a job he didn't want. He's got a referee, a bunch of people that scream, yell, whine, and moan. He's got a fight with the Democrats, and he's got a fight with his own party. He has got a lot of people that, you know, they want theirs. Like, where's mine? They roll out a bill that sucked because it tries to please everybody. It pleases nobody. And it was just essentially the same thing under a different name, right? I mean, that's what it is. It was, you know, when you go to the store and you get like your choices of Apple Jacks, right? And then the store bought one is Apple-O's. It's like, it's the same thing, right? Now, they might not taste as good as Apple Jacks, because Apple Jacks are delicious. But it looks kind of the same. It tastes pretty much the same. Again, not all the same. That's what they tried to pull. They tried to give us Obamacare Lite, whatever you want to call it. They gave us the generic version of it. The version they should give us is get away from the lobbyist, get set to do the right thing for your constituents and your people, and do what you're supposed to do, which is try to better the situation for the Americans, because we have put you in that situation. We've entrusted you with our vote. So go do it. See, the thing is, 50, 100 years ago, you went to Washington as a late second career, and it wasn't a career, it was a duty. So you being there for a short amount of time, you were more willing to take risk than you are. It's like anything else, right? Like, when you get older in life, you stop worrying about what people think about you. You stop caring about what people think about you. You're willing to say stuff that you wouldn't say 10, 15, 20 years earlier, because you know you got nothing to lose. Politics isn't like that anymore. These people like their fat, cushy jobs. They don't want to lose that. They don't want to tell you the truth of how insurance works, how the backhanded deals are done. Let me break this down for you. Let me throw this out to you right now. Put it in your face. Good buddy of mine has done all things in the world of insurance, including lobby and whatnot. Says, let me tell you how it works. The insurance companies want giant, huge, fat, massive bills. And you're like, what? Yeah. They do. The hospitals, all the nonprofits, wink, wink, they are fine helping a brother out by giving them fat, massive bills because they're going to be helped out in two different ways. One of them by the insurance company, one of them by the taxpayers and the government in D.C. They go and they say, hey, this guy's here. It's $100,000 for this bill, $200,000, whatever it is. Hey, we negotiated that bill down from the hospital from $100,000 to $15,000. There's $85,000 savings. The insurance company then goes to the group of which the plan was bought and said, hey, part of the contract is once we negotiate it down, we get a certain percentage of that. And you're like, well, you've saved us so much money. So, of course, you should get a certain percentage of that. So they get a certain percentage of that. Sure, they paid out the $15,000. They get themselves $30,000, $40,000. They're in the win column. But you're like, the hospital's lost. Have they? See, the hospital's charging you $100 for an aspirin or for a tissue or for a toothbrush. And they're saying, wait a minute here. We discounted that toothbrush from $100 down to $3. Cost a nickel to make. That's what it cost them. They actually made money on that. But that discount in between is a loss they can write off. Then they go to Washington and said, hey, we're losing money left, right, and center. Washington under the table funnels them money. Notice how in all of that, I never said the person that had the procedure had great care. Because it wasn't about that. It's money. Always has been, always will be. Follow the money. Fat cats and lobbyists out there in D.C. make sure that people are taken care of all the time with whatever they need. And we see the consequences. They put roadblock up the roadblock up the roadblock in free market ability in the medicine world to participate. They wanted to get their hands in it. They've gotten their hands in it. That wasn't good enough. Obamacare came along. Now they've got their hands in it in such a way that it is going to take, it's a mess to untangle. It is. But that's the simplistic way to look at how it works in D.C. They don't want small, itty-bitty bills. Doesn't do them any good. Hospitals counting on big bills being negotiated down, cost, savings. Oh, you've done so well. When in truth, all you've really done is you've wink, wink, nudged each other. Wink, wink. Yeah, look at all the savings. You're a hell of a negotiator. Knowing full well you're going to take a huge loss and a write-down on something you've made a massive profit off anyways. A game that is played each and every single day. And we pay for it. Pay for the fat premiums. Pay for the fat deductibles. We pay for all of that stuff. And we're still looking for the free market opportunities in medicine, which are completely available to us if the roadblocks were removed. And there is a ton of roadblocks. Doctors can't have owned hospitals. But hospitals can own doctors. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And this is what we get day in and day out and day in and day out. We think they're doing good. We think they're caring. We think that. And by the way, the likes of Rand Paul and many of these others are going out there and they're shouting it from top to bottom, saying, this is not it. This is the way it should. No, this is how this is going on. This is what's happening. This is how the insurance companies are screwing you. This, and this. Nobody's hearing that. This is the game that they play. Cost us money each and every single day.
About 90% of our conference is for this bill to repeal and replace Obamacare, and about 10% are not. And that's not enough to pass a bill.
No, it's not. It's not enough to pass a bill. But it was a bill that was doomed. It was a bill that did nothing. It was a bill that was going to cost people opportunities to have health care. It was going to cost us more money, no matter what they say, because it didn't combat the things that people need combating. We get insurance to save our ass from catastrophic incidents, i.e., hit by a bus, cancer, get shot, fall off a ladder, whatever. That's why you have it. The day-to-day stuff, it's not why we get it. But we want to have that insurance, if you will, to protect ourselves in case of. That's what it should be called. Shouldn't be called insurance. Should be called in case of. Frustrating. But now you know how it works. And they will not ever, 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 ever walk away from the trough that feeds them. And that's the sad part. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, Chadbenson. Hey, if you're hiring, why wouldn't you be? Consumer confidence is skyrocketing right now. More and more opportunities are out there. People are quitting their jobs in record numbers this decade and this century because they feel like the opportunity is out there to find something better. Well, you're looking for the best employee. Doesn't matter what industry, city, nationwide, ZipRecruiter.com will help you find that employee. With one single click, you could post your job to 200-plus sites, including social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. And that's what you want, the best employee. You don't have to worry about juggling emails, calls to your office. They've got an easy-to-use interface that will quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. That's what you want to do? ZipRecruiter's going to help. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses like your own. And right now, my listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you. I got a gift for you. Post your job for free today. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. Chad Benson Show listeners, you post your job for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/reports. The Chad Benson Show.
You want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
It's crazy. Healthcare. Perfect. Somebody just tweeted at me. Instead of trying to make insurance affordable, why not try to make healthcare affordable and fix the root of the problem? It sounds good. It sounds easy, Logan, but it's just the truth is there's too much money in it. What's the old saying? There's no money in the cure. There's money in the disease. That's what it is. There's money in this for everybody. Enough to go around for the world. Enough to just make everybody smile, fat, dumb, and happy. There is enough of that out there. They don't care about you or I. So we need to get off this whole we care about you BS. You don't give a rat's ass about me because you don't know me. So you don't care about me. My son cares about me. He knows me. I care about him. I don't care about you. I don't know you. Don't want anything bad to happen about you. You've got your own life. So let's not pretend anymore. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Mike and Indy, what's happening?
Hey, Chad. Thanks for taking my call. What you were saying a few minutes ago about the insurance companies getting this big deduction when they go to pay the bill, you're exactly right. I had a heart attack back in January. They had to go in and put a stent in. A month or so later, I get the copy of the bill. The bill was $97,000. But once when I go and read the bill, once it dropped down to where the insurance paid the bill, the insurance was only billed from the hospital $38,000. So the bill went from the beginning of $97,000 billed to the insurance company, and the insurance company only had to pay $38,000. That's a big loss.
And in between,
I won't say it's a loss, but it's just unbelievable.
They wrote off all of that, Mike. They wrote off every penny of that, and then in Washington, kicked back them some. Plus, they got to keep their nonprofit status. It is all a game that they play. No wonder we don't. Like, let's be real. How could you go from $95,000 to $38,000? How could you?
And,
I mean, honestly.
The other thing, when the paramedics took me out of my home, got me to the ER, I took my medication with me because I'd had a heart attack 4 months prior to that, and they put a stent in then. Had the second one. First bill on the first heart attack, same way, exact same thing. I took my own medication with me that I was already on for my heart. I'm at the hospital. They get me in the room. They do what all they're going to do. Well, when they start giving me, you know, my blood thinners and all this stuff and my the medicines that they was giving me for my heart, I told the nurse, I said, well, I've got my own medicine with me. Can I just take that? She said, no, we're not allowed to do that. You have to take the medication from the hospital. And I thought to myself, what the hell's the difference? You're giving me the exact same pill that I already have. You're going to bill the insurance company two times for the same damn pill.
Yep. Yep, Mike. Because it's about the money, man, and it's about the write-offs and the games they play. I appreciate your call. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. But this is the game they play, and the wiser you are to it, the better it is. But it doesn't mean anything's going to change. That's why I say you look for alternatives in your life on how to best treat who you are. Buy that cheap and deep insurance that will pay for the catastrophic situation. But everything else, do it yourself. Do it yourself. Meaning, find a free market way to get the best health care you can. And there's, I think it's Free Market Medical. It's one of the websites out there you can go, and it'll show you all of the places where upfront cost is there. You know exactly what you're paying for. There's no games. There's no baloney. Look for concierge medicine. Do the best you can for you, because these people don't give a rat about you or I. It's about the green. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is not a perfect deal, and it is not my preferred solution. It stops short of many things we need to do as a state.
It's Governor Roy Cooper, North Carolina. They got rid of their transgender bill, whatever it is. They got rid of it. Kicked it out. Something else. Nobody's happy about what happened. They repealed something, put something else, I guess, in there. The social conservatives are pissed to the world. Oh, my God. The liberals are upset because it's still not good enough. Nobody's ever happy. Here's my thing. I don't care about any of this stuff. It's again, wherever you so the fact that we argue or even talk about bathrooms, right? The fact that we have a bathroom discussion, bless you, Anthony. Anthony's getting ready to sneeze. So the fact that we have any of these things is just insane to me. It's the insanity of it all that we have to sit here and discuss this. Let me tell you why I'm disappointed. Because you bowed to pressure. I know. You got to do what's right. Absolutely. And what you saw was right was the fact that you were losing revenue. I get it. You make a business decision. But when you bow to pressure, and the bigger thing is not the bill. I'm looking at a much larger thing in this. And the much larger thing is when people know that it just takes a few tweets and a few of this or a few of that, it makes it tougher and tougher every day for people to operate. Because one false move, one bad tweet, one one, you know, out of context joke or phrase, and you're screwed. And that drives me crazy. That was my takeaway from this. That was my frustration in this. I don't want to sit here. I went to Del Taco. They've got, because I love Del Taco, right? Like Del Taco, I'm going to marry Del Taco. It's probably what's going to happen. It was like the greatest, like if I marry Del Taco, do you know how amazing that would be? Every night. What do you want for dinner? I want a combo, burrito. Ah! Somebody probably said that was just racist. Whatever. It's a taco, for God's sakes. Would you want it to sound British? It's probably not a good taco. Call it a taco then. But what I'm saying is, I go to Del Taco, and now they've got these new signs there. Due to this law, there is no longer men and women's restrooms. It's just all gender restrooms, which is fine. It's only one stall. There's nothing else in there. It's a door. You open up, you go in and go to the bathroom. Don't care, right? So I'm not here to talk about any of, like, I don't care about any of that stuff. My frustration with this is you kowtowed to the pressure, which means when people know they can get you to do something, they're going to continue to do it. And it makes it tougher and tougher for people like me in this industry and everywhere else when companies are terrified to touch anything where there may be opinion or controversy for fear of, oh, there's going to be a backlash. It's going to be a backlash. And there is, right? Somebody doesn't like you, don't like what you say. I get it all the time. I get people who send me horrible messages. I got a guy that sent me a horrible message the other day. First of all, I love how you start out. What a horrible human being I am. What a POS I am. Then he took on my kid, which, by the way, if you want to get stepped on, there's where you go. I get it all the time, right? Not conservative enough. Too liberal. Not liberal enough, too conservative. Doesn't matter, right? It's like you're not tall enough, but you're too tall. What? Exactly. But when you kowtow to these people, when you allow them to do these sort of things, it gives them more power. It feeds their beast. And they feel they can go on and continue to do stuff like this, and it doesn't matter what it is. Again, a bad tweet, a joke that somebody doesn't like. What doesn't matter, a picture that you post, something that you did and said 2 years ago that at the time got a bunch of LOLs and thumbs up is now deemed to be offensive, so we can do some sort of Sunday morning quarterback, Monday morning quarterback, hey, revisionist history. There is my frustration in this, and the bill changed today in North Carolina. There is my frustration. You kowtowed to it. You did.
The ticket takers and the housekeeping staff and the parking attendants working at the arenas around our state will have more money in their pockets because of this bill today.
He didn't sign. You know, he's not happy about it. That's the governor there. Roy Cooper, that's totally the governor's name in North Carolina. Roy. That's a governor name in North Carolina. Roy. Probably a sheriff's name too. That was it. That was my frustration. Is you bowed to the pressure, which makes people think that now if they don't like this or they don't like that, or if you say something, they feel, and remember, it doesn't even have to be offensive to 99.9% of the people. It just has to be offensive to one for them to take up a cause to destroy something. That's my frustration. Boom. Biggity boom. Speaking of insanity, I don't know if you saw this, but this is the frustration they have. You can have with America and the getting into, you know, I've had a lot of people comment on this. It's a hiker who saved a black bear. His name is Corey Hancock. He was hiking in a scenic trail in Oregon, came across a frail 3-month-old baby bear Monday night. Cub weighed 5 pounds. He saved the bear. He saved. He saved. He said, tried to give it CPR, gave it a few rescue puffs, pushed on its chest. It took one breath. He was fighting to survive. He faces now a $6,000 fine and maybe up to a year in jail, which, by the way, he's going to get none of those. And people are saying, oh, my God, why is that? Because he interfered with wildlife, took them out of their natural habitat. It's illegal. It's nature. You don't touch nature. You don't screw with nature. As much as you want to be a part of nature, as much as you want to touch nature, as much it doesn't want you. This is what nature is. Nature is nasty. Nature is brutal. Nature is unforgiving. Nature is, well, as we always say, Producer Phil, what do we say, Producer Phil?
Nature will mess you up.
Mess you up. Mess you up. You don't touch nature. I mean, it's sad and you want to be a part of it. And I understand that. But you took it out of its house. What are you going to do with it now? Because now we got to raise the damn thing. I think they should send it home with Corey. You wanted it so bad, Corey. Here's your choice. You can give us $6,000. Or you take it home. Those are your choices. It's all fun and games till it's 600 pounds and it eats your face. I'm just saying. By the way, he said he felt he had a special bond with that little bear. Shut up. Shut up. You did not have a special bond with Boo Boo. All right? It was in a coma. It was near death. Obviously, mom's like, I got 2 mouths to feed besides this little bear. It may not make it. It's nature. I know it sounds harsh. Nature, again, is harsh. It will beep you up, and you will beep it up, too. Now, I think it's stupid that we would even think about charging him for that, but I understand why it's there. It wasn't because people, I mean, let's be real. These kind of laws aren't there because somebody saves a black bear's life because that, it's not. And look, I've seen, did you see, I don't know if you've seen a Producer Phil. In the last 2 days, I've seen 2 sharks that have swam up to snorkelers and scuba people who've had issues and the people have saved them and take out the hook and things like that. And then today, the cobra thing that's going around because there's a huge, I know, shocker in India. There is a massive drought going on there. And cobras are showing up at the villages, and they don't want to fight. They don't want to bite. They don't want to do any stuff. You know what they want? They want water. And people are giving them water. Water bottles. They're pouring water in their mouth. This is a thing that will kill you. Right? Like, nature is searching you out at that point in time. But these laws were put there to protect people stealing nature and taking it home because people are idiots. Buy it online like the rest of us. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. By the way, it is not a good investment, just to let you know, to purchase nature like that. You know what is a good investment? And something you can take out of them there hills? Gold. Indeed. Now, a lot of people today focus on, you hear all these, you know, other radio people, hey, you know, the world's coming to an end, and zombies are coming, and the Russians, and North Koreans, and you need sticks of gold to what? To trade with my neighbor who's dead? No, I'm just going to take all their stuff at that point in time. No, gold is a great investment. Precious metals are an amazing investment. And the world's not coming to an end. So stop looking at it like that and say to yourself, what can gold do for me? First and foremost, it props up your portfolio. In down times, it's a safety net that will help your portfolio stabilize itself. And in upsides, it's there investment-wise. Both silver, gold, amazing, amazing investment vehicles and something that every portfolio should have. I'm telling you this as a person who used to trade it personally and professionally. Now, I want you to consider using a company I trust, Gold Co. Precious Metals. They're honest, they're ethical, they're very knowledgeable. Here's the great thing. They're actually going to talk to you about how you invest in precious metals. Not scare you into something. because they want to show you how you can protect the downside and actually earn money in investing in something that's real and tangible like gold. Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Gold Co. That's BensonGold.com, 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 Gold, Coal, Precious Metals. You'll be happy you contacted them. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You text the program, 323-538-2423. And as always, the phone lines are there for you to call and annoy Phil, 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423, Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
Here's why socialism doesn't work. Because eventually it leads to dictatorships and communism. About an hour ago, Nicolas Maduro, the leader of the Venezuelan Socialist Party and the president of the country, disbanded Congress, being called a dictator by everybody. Brazil, Argentina, Mexico, Colombia, Chile, Guatemala, Panama, the United States, obviously, Peru is bounced out of there. It's over. Once again, democracy is dead there. When you live under socialism, at some point in time, things are going to go bad. People who you've been feeding, like, you know what they always say? What do they always say? Don't feed the bears, right? Because what happens when you feed the bears? What do? They come back. They come back. And they come back. And eventually, you run out of food. Well, guess what? Venezuela is the same way. They have fed the poor. They have taken from the rich. They have run out of money. And they've run out of supplies. And so what do? You hold power. How do you hold power? You declare it. Everything here is done. I'm the leader. Boom. I'm going to rule like this. And that's what he's doing. That's why it doesn't work. The 54-year-old former bus driver and foreign minister who barely won his 2013 election and replace Hugo Chavez, has once again accused America of doing horrible things, much like his predecessor. The only thing, as Winston Churchill said, about socialism that we share in is misery. Just putting it out there, kids. Just putting it out there. His name is Lorne. His last name, just a regular last name. Had it on his car for a decade. It's his family name. He was told, Lorne, you can't have that name anymore because that's offensive.
It's just his last name, but Lauren Graber received a letter saying his plates would be canceled because someone complained. Graber bought the plate 25 years ago for his dad's 65th birthday.
When the plates first came out, I was so excited about it. This is what I wanted to get from my father. And my father put it on the motorhome, and he traveled the United States, traveled across Canada and everything with it. Nothing was ever said.
And what did it take, people? What does it take anymore? One complaint. Doesn't need to be a million. Doesn't need to be 100. Doesn't need to be 1,000. Doesn't need to be 2. Just one complaint. I'm offended because it says grab her. Somebody is offended by that. Who in God's name is offended by that? That's somebody's last name. Who? You know what? My last name's Benson. Is there any way we could get rid of it? Because it says son in it, and that is gender, and we'd like to be gender neutral. Could you be Benson neutral? Doesn't have a catchy ring to it. Welcome to the Benson neutral. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Trump. It's Trump. It's all Trump's fault. Had nothing to do with Trump. Trump lives in America. Lauren lives in Canada. But it's Trump. Somebody feels offended. Somebody feels scared. Somebody feels like at any time somebody could grab her. And because of that, we should all make sure that this guy doesn't have his family name on there. Anything else you're offended by? We're just curious. Okay, good. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Check out ChadBensonShow.com. Anthony works hard on it. We have our podcast up there. It's a cool thing. Go there. We have our parodies and our songs and our interviews. And yes, our podcast. Free for you to take and enjoy at your leisure. ChadBensonShow.com. You can also check out the iHeartRadio app, TuneIn Radio app, and oh, so much more. Friend us on the old Facebook, Chad Benson Show. At Chad Benson Show is the old Twitter. Go there. Like us. Follow us. And maybe we'll follow you back. Have yourself a good Thursday for Anthony, for Phil. My name's Chad Benson. Night, night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.